Why this works. Velouté sits one step away from bechamel on the roux spectrum. Both use roux, butter and flour cooked together, to disperse starch without clumping. What separates them is the cooking time of the roux and the liquid used. Bechamel is built on milk, with a white roux barely cooked past raw. Velouté is built on stock, with a blonde roux taken to the edge of pale gold. That extra minute on the roux is not cosmetic. Heat partially breaks down the long starch chains in the flour, converting some of them to shorter dextrins. Dextrins are less efficient at thickening than intact starch, which is why a blonde roux sauce often needs slightly more roux per liter of liquid than a white roux sauce for the same final consistency. But the partial dextrinization brings a faint, toasty warmth of flavor that a white roux doesn't have. The flavor register that makes a velouté taste like a sauce and not a flavored paste. The choice of stock dictates the final character of the sauce. Chicken velouté, the most common, has a mild, neutral, savory base, ready to receive herbs, cream, mushrooms, or a liaison of egg yolks. Veal velouté is rounder and more gelatinous, its stock richer in collagen. Fish velouté, the most delicate, is built on a short-cooked, very light fish stock, and is the foundation of classic Normandy-style cream sauces. The name comes from velours, French for velvet, which is exactly what the sauce should feel like on the palate, smooth, flowing, with a quiet richness from the butterfat matrix. If it feels pasty or gluey, the roux was undercooked. If it feels watery, the sauce was undersimmered. Common mistakes: using poor quality stock. Target: clear, well-skimmed homemade stock. Chicken, veal, or fish, depending on the velouté. Not bouillon cubes. Why it matters. Velouté concentrates whatever is in the stock. Cloudy, greasy stock, cloudy, greasy sauce. The sauce has nowhere to hide imperfections. What to do? Make stock from scratch. Skim foam carefully. Strain through fine mesh. Workarounds: time short, best quality store stock. Low sodium, organic if available. Skim any fat from the surface first. Undercooking the roux. Target: 2 to 3 minutes of cooking at medium low, pale gold, smelling like fresh biscuits. Why it matters. Undercooked roux gives a raw, floury taste that no later simmering removes. The blonde stage is structural, not cosmetic. What to do? Smell test. When the roux smells like baked shortbread, it's ready. Whitish raw smell, continue cooking. Workarounds: unsure, err on the side of slightly more cooking. Undercooked is worse than slightly over. Overcooking the roux into brown. Target: stop at pale gold. Past gold into amber brown changes the sauce category. Why it matters. Past blonde, you've made Espanol style brown roux. Wrong color, wrong flavor for a pale mother sauce like velouté. Watch the color. The shift from pale to brown happens fast. Pull at first amber tint. Workarounds: over browned, use as base for a different brown sauce. Don't try to make velouté from it. Adding cold stock. Target: hot stock just below boil when meeting the roux. Why it matters. Cold stock seizes the roux's fat before starch can disperse. Lumps that require straining to remove. Hot stock plus warm roux equals smooth integration. What to do? Heat stock separately and parallel with roux. Warm to a simmer before whisking in. Workarounds: forgot to heat? Add stock in small amounts, whisking vigorously each time. Slower but works. Insufficient simmering time. Target: 10 to 12 minutes of gentle simmer after stock is fully incorporated. Why it matters? Starch gelatinization needs sustained heat. Pulling at 5 minutes, underdeveloped thin sauce. The body comes from the 10 plus minute simmer. What to do? Set timer. Don't rush. Visual thin appearance is normal at 5 minutes. Workarounds: need to use immediately. Simmer 15 minutes for extra insurance, then strain. Not straining. Target: fine mesh strainer or chinois before service. Why it matters? Even a well-made velouté has small lumps, starch particles, occasional herb bits. Straining gives the silky surface the name velours, velvet, promises. What to do? Strain into clean warm pan before serving. Press solids lightly. Workarounds: no fine mesh, cheesecloth and regular strainer. Slower but functional. What to look for? Pale gold, fragrant of light biscuits. No white, no amber, no brown. The moment it smells like fresh shortbread is the right moment to add stock. First stock addition. The roux seizes, then loosens. Whisk hard. It should go smooth within 20 seconds. Mid-simmer. Pourable. Starts to coat the spoon lightly. The sauce is slowly building body. Don't rush it. Done. Coats the back of a spoon. A finger-drawn line holds for a second. Pale gold color, smooth surface. Taste, savory, clean, faint toast warmth. The commercial stock was thin and slightly metallic. The velouté was acceptable, but required more careful seasoning at the finish. Fish stock velouté was delicate and set very quickly. The reduced fish stock gelatinized faster than I expected. A note on history. Velouté is one of the five mother sauces codified by Auguste Escoffier in Le Guide Culinaire, 1903, following Antonin Carême's earlier four-sauce classification. In Escoffier's system, velouté was the pale sauce counterpart to Espagnole, one built on white stock with a blonde roux, the other on brown stock with a dark roux. This pairing organized the entire sauce chapter of classical French cuisine. Every derivative sauce was either a modification of a mother sauce or a reduction-based preparation. The taxonomy was deliberately hierarchical. Knowing the five mothers meant understanding in principle every French sauce that followed.